We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, and I am with BASF right now, and Dr. Gary Schmitz, he's the Midwest Regional Technical Service Manager. Dr. Schmitz, thank you for taking the time to visit with us today.
Great. Thank you for having me.
You know, we are looking at going into 2021. I don't think there's a person that's ready to not let go of 2020. So as we look going into 2021, what kind of things are we needing to know as far as herbicides and challenges that Iowa farmers are going to be looking at here possibly this year and what they can do to combat those challenges?
Right. So, well, you probably heard that recently the EPA approved the registration of Ingenia herbicide and other over-the-top dicamba products for dicamba-tolerant soybeans. So we're very excited about that because, as you mentioned, growers are dealing with a lot of problems. And one of those problems are glyphosate-resistant weeds. And a recent survey said, I think 77% of the growers are dealing with these resistant weeds. So Ingenia brings a new tool, a new mode of action for them to use in soybeans to help manage these troublesome weeds.
And of course, with that new registration came some new guidelines on how to apply it, and gone kind of basically are the state-by-state instructions.
Right. So the registration was approved there in late October. It's for a five-year period, and it has some label enhancements to help further reduce the off-target movement. And it's also simplified. So some of those changes are that is the label now is only for dicamba-tolerant soybeans and dicamba-tolerant cotton. So we've taken away the conventional crops, the non-crop uses. There's been a change where it's a cutoff date. So it's June 30th for soybeans. So no longer do you have to go out there and stage the soybeans. There's a requirement for a pH buffering adjuvant to go into the solution. And in the past, we recommend that growers go test the pH. So now they don't need to do that anymore. It just automatically goes in the tank. And BASF is bringing Centris buffering adjuvant into the marketplace. And that will help raise the pH and stabilize the solution to reduce volatility. And then lastly, there were some changes on the downwind buffer. So it was 110 feet now in non-endangered species counties and areas, it's moved to 240 feet. And if you're in an endangered species area, then it's 310 feet on a downwind buffer.
And so how are these changes going to really help? I mean, is it more of a certainty here and more of a clarification for producers so they know exactly what they're going to be up against?
Yeah, I think this label helps simplify and clarify a lot of things. So just, even with the cutoff date, growers can now plan by the calendar, say, okay, I've got up to this date, so they know and they can plan those applications. While before they had to also keep track of their planting date because they had, cutoff 45 days after planting. They also had a cutoff at R1. So now I think it's much easier to plan for that. And so the label's more streamlined.
All right. So let's talk about Ingenia herbicide and tell us about what is going to make it so effective for producers to use next year.
Yeah. So Ingenia herbicide controls about over 200 broadleaf weeds, okay? And many of those are glyphosate resistant. And in Iowa, we're dealing with glyphosate resistant water hemp, which is also in a lot of areas resistant to some other herbicides like PPOs. And so this is a tool that can help them manage that glyphosate resistant water hemp and glyphosate resistant marish tail if you're in a no-till system. And so Ingenia is registered for pre-plant, pre-emerge, and post-emerge applications. So if you're no-till, it's a great burn-down product to help manage the marish tail. And if you're even a conventional tillage, you can use it post-emerge or even pre-emerge if it's a late-planted soybean crop.
Okay, and I'm going to kind of take a different angle here as we talk about dicamba products and stuff, and because it never fails, we always have some people listening out there that aren't familiar with how agriculture works or are not on the farm anymore, and they get to hear a lot of buzzwords, and this summer we got to hear about what was going on with dicamba, but why is it important to have a tool like dicamba in the toolbox, especially if it's being used safely, and maybe speak to that safety that these farmers are having to go through, the training they need to go through to use the product?
Yeah, it's important to have a tool like Ingenia and dicamba in the toolbox because we really haven't launched a new herbicide mode of action since the 80s. So what we've seen with new products coming along is, new older modes of action, maybe new products, new mixtures. And so, before we could not use dicamba in soybeans. So now we can use that, in recent years to help manage those weeds. And we do recommend rotating as many modes of action that you can on those troublesome weeds, using residual herbicides both pre and post emerge, so that we're using all the tools in the toolbox. And then we've got a whole project on Operation Weed Eradication, where we're not only talking about the herbicide control, but using other, you know, conventional methods of managing weeds and diligence to make sure that weeds don't produce seed for the next year.
You know, that is an interesting topic. I think we talked about that a little bit in the beginning when it first was launched at Commodity Classic earlier this year, when we were all still be able to go out and about. But it is interesting how many of those old school methods are coming back. Maybe, you know, you may not see a run on cultivator manufacturing going on, but maybe looking at that tillage option, or even, you know, getting your hands dirty and going after it with a hoe or a pair of gloves, like I grew up doing just 30 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. There are a lot of things, and, you know, tillage, if it is an option, water hemp seed does not germinate from very deep in the soil. So if you can do tillage and bury those seeds, that would reduce that. Their cover crops can help on some weeds, help reducing that, the amount of weeds that come up each year. And then using your herbicide options correctly, you know, with the different modes of action. And then if you do things right, you won't have that many escapes come out there. You know, like when probably you and I were young and walking fields, they were pretty weedy, right? If you do things right up front today, you know, it wouldn't take that long to go out and take those straggler weeds out there that produce seed for the next year, even from a hand method.
All right, so producers out there in Iowa who are looking to firm up their choices for 2021, want to learn more about the Ingenio, herbicide, and of course the soybeans that will be tolerant to it, you know, and all those options, especially the weed eradication as well. Where do they find that information?
Well, so growers want to know more about Ingenia and our Centrus buffering adjuvant. They can go to ingeniastewardship.com, and we have a lot of information, information on the herbicide, the adjuvant, proper application and stewardship, or they could talk to their local BASF rep.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today, Doctor.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's Dr. Gary Schmitz. He's a Midwest Regional Technical Service Manager for BASF on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.